It is the Joe and Alex show.
Alex, what happened to Joe?
I don't know what happened because he got so panicked, I guess, by the stress of this debate, he needed to walk away for a moment.
Do we have a toaster here? Where did he go?
Well, I was like, did you get so stressed out by this debate that you needed to walk away and collect yourself?
No. God, I'm out of breath, too. This sucks. Hold on.
What is wrong with you? We're trying to tackle the great toast debate, which if you have no idea what we're talking about, you need to look on Instagram or Twitter at Joe and Alex Show or Facebook Radio Now 100.9. Look at this picture and tell us what team you are. Basically, some college kid or something came up with this thing to stress everybody on the internet out. They showed three ways that you can supposedly cut a piece of toast, and you're supposed to say which way is correct. What is your deal?
I jogged to the printer. The printer didn't print out my paper. And now I'm just trying to catch my breath, not my breast. Hold on.
Lord have mercy. We got radio to do.
All around the country and coast to coast.
Have you never heard this song, Joe?
Hello, say, what do you like most?
Never heard this.
I don't want to brag.
What?
I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Ready?
Very nice.
I get up in the morning about
6 a.m. Have a little jam. You never heard this?
Some bread, put it in a slot.
Never heard this toast song.
Push down the lever and the wires get hot.
All right. Well.
It scares Liv the Web Girl. For some reason, it makes you uncomfortable. Why?
Well, because I was like trying to cut the audio when I was by myself in the production room, which is also kind of like a creepy room at like super early in the morning, and it just creeped me out.
Yeah, don't!
I cannot believe you guys have never heard this song. That's just like embarrassing to me.
Well, the big debate is this, like Alex was mentioning here, there's three different ways they're saying to cut up toast or to slice toast. You can do it diagonally. You could also do it horizontally so you get two short rectangles.
No. What's disturbing about option number two is that it's not that it's cut down the middle like you normally would. It's if you turned a piece of toast on its side and cut it down the middle, and that's just straight up disrespectful. If you cut your toast like option number two, you're probably a terrorist.
I
would be sending your information to national security because I would be convinced that you are a member of ISIS if you cut your toast like number two. Number three is how I do it, but I strive to be
a
number one.
Number three?
I do number three, but I wish I was a number one.
You are weirder than anybody else.
That is not true.
Yes, it is. Number two is very common. Number one's the most common. Number two is second most. Third is, it makes sense. It's a weird thing, which is you, a weird person. If you haven't seen the photo, you need to see it. Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook or Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. You're a three?
Now see.
What a weirdo.
We've already got people saying Smash Night on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show said anything but triangles is wrong. Now that's not true. For some reason, my brain automatically goes to number three, but it is true. I do think that toast cut into two triangles tastes better. And if you cut it into four triangles, oh my God, it's like the nectar of the gods.
What are you, a little, are you a little baby?
If you multiply,
it's going to eat a four triangle toast.
It's like, okay, it's the small fun size effect. Have you ever had a fun size Snickers compared to a full size Snickers? Because mini size Snickers taste even better than the fun size, and the fun size tastes better than the real.
There's nothing fun about mini and fun. You want the
king size. It tastes better because the smaller the piece, the more flavor that is packed inside.
That's not even true.
This is, see how passionate we're getting? This is why the internet is divided. This is like Trump versus Hillary, but it's option one, two, or three of how you cut your toast.
Which one of these toast slices is Bernie Sanders then?
We need your whatever one is divided into multiple tiny little pieces to distribute to everybody that doesn't even own bread to make their own toast.
But wait, I have a gluten allergy.
We need you to look at this photo, Twitter, Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9, and then call us and tell us which option is correct.
Team one over here.
I'm team three. Producer Mark K, which one are you?
I looked at those bread. I was like, I don't really do any of those
what?
To my bread.
What do you do? Just eat a whole
ew,
toast
wait.
And I like rip it.
Mallory, gross. You rip it?
Yeah, you gotta rip it.
What do you have problems.
We have Jesus over here. Here, take my bread. Take my body.
Breaking bread.
Yes, okay.
What? Mallory says I cut it into four squares. I forgot about that. They see, now this college student isn't that bright because
it's toast.
They did not include all the options. Olivia says I'm a number three, so she's the same as me. Someone that said that they cut theirs like number two says that they are not ISIS, they promise. oh my God, Lacey says she never cuts her toast, she eats it whole. That grosses me out. I cannot.
Lacey must have like a Steven Tyler-esque mouth. Like that, you gotta have a big mouth to
Understand like not cutting toast and being forced. Like if I'm at a friend's house or something, or like a guy makes me breakfast, like you don't want to be whiny and be like, but can you cut it please? Can I have a knife? So you have to like suffer and eat a whole piece of toast. That is the bane of my existence. Anytime I've had to sit there and eat a whole piece of toast.
Have you ever thought about saying, hey, can I borrow a knife real quick?
No, that's what I'm saying. You have to be like chill about it. You can't be all like, I can't eat this because I need it cut.
317-239-1009. The Great Toast Debate.